I'm Robin Crane, and this is the Growing Your Financial Business the Woman's Way podcast. Listen, I was a financial advisor for over a decade, and I got so sick of the old archaic strategies that your grandpa used to get clients. What the industry teaches today is still so outdated and just doesn't work anymore. So I had to find a better way for myself, and then I got obsessed with sharing these how-tos with other women like me. The stuff I teach doesn't require giving up your life, your sanity, or your family time. I want women like you to have it easier than I had it, so you can thrive in the industry. I've now helped thousands of women grow their financial businesses to multiple six figures, some even seven figures per year. So on this podcast, you're going to get an inside look at how they did it so you can do it too. Let's dive into the show.
Hello, hello. I'm here with Tracy Hiraxen. Did I pronounce that right?
You did. I'm so impressed.
Oh my gosh. I'm impressed too. But you know, it did take me a while. So Tracy is at Pacific Advisors, which is of the Guardian Agency. And we just looked at the numbers actually, and she's up 45% in 2 years. And I think what's more important than that is that she feels like her business is growing. She's getting a ton of referrals. She has systems in place, marketing systems that are really outside the box, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook, getting a ton of referrals. And when I followed up with her, I'm like, how's it going? She's like, well, business is great. So we want to talk about that. And I think a lot that has shifted from when you first started RAP, even before FEM, is just having more confidence and overcoming some of these limiting beliefs. So we're going to dive into all that. So how long have you been in the industry overall? Remind me.
Yeah, from the beginning? A little over 10 years.
Oh, okay. So that's not like crazy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a little over 10 years and you have, I'm in a really solid business now. So what were some of the challenges that you had kind of before we started working together that were getting in your way of life and business and all that? Do you remember?
Yeah. Do I remember? No. Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest one was not being able to really quantify the value that I bring and communicate that with confidence. So the process helped me to really refine that and come to some specifics, which enabled me to really be able to speak that with confidence and not be concerned about what other people think. And it's, I'm doing it my way and not the Pacific Advisors way, you know, or not the Guardian way. And it fits me so much better that it just automatically allows me to feel more confident.
Awesome. Yeah. And I mean, I remember when you first started and you were very much in your head, you know, mm-hmm. like it was very much like almost like a little frustration around just like, well, how do I do this? I feel like this is, you know, like things felt hard even, I mean, before you got the strategies and whatnot, but like you came from a place of always cerebral, you know, really thinking because you're a smart woman. So like really thinking about how it all works and then feeling like not sure how to fit it all together. And then, you know, when you just leaned on the systems, it was like, you know, I talk about this belief loan phenomenon. I think that worked really well for you. Like borrow the belief, get the result, and then those beliefs start to change. Like it wasn't like you jumped up and down like Tony Robbins style, like, okay, you know, let me work on my mindset. But it was that you started to put the systems in place. You started to, you know, whether it was sales systems, marketing systems, ideal client, you know, getting really clear about who that is and getting known in this space based on like how you were attracting clients and just that actually like created more confidence and kind of just this I feel like the energy, like energetically you really changed as like someone who was always like, I gotta do da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like really like kind of a stress energy, which people for some reason tell me I have, I don't know why, but to just kind of you know, laid back. It's all working out. And even, you know, I know you have a cold, sexy voice. You're like, okay, well, let's just do it anyway, because, you know, it is what it is. We don't want to have to reschedule, you know, that sort of thing. Right. But have you noticed that? Have other people noticed that, like a change in kind of your demeanor in a way that's more relaxed, or is it just me?
I think so. I think so. I mean, I think that that comes with getting rid of that slight feeling of desperation, you know, that we feel sometimes when we don't know when our next paycheck's coming in, and where it's like, you know what, I have learned to be able to let it go a little bit more and be confident in the systems, knowing that they will work as long as I'm being consistent and being myself. And I think that that's so important in this industry.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. So what are some of the like core systems? Can you hear the children screaming in the back, by the way?
No, I can't.
Oh, good mic. Okay, good mic. They're not screaming. No children are screaming here. Yeah, we have our nanny, we have two nannies, like they do half and half of the week, but one has a son, and anytime he's here, like he and my son are just like crazy loud. And I don't even know how my daughter like fits into all that, you know, because they're just cuckoo crazy. And I'm just constantly hearing screams from the other side, not like out of like pain, of course, just out of like sure. crazy boyness, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yes, you do know that. You do know that.
I do know so, that.
You know all about boys. So, okay, but going back to the podcast.
Yes.
So, yeah, what were some of the systems like that you can specifically think of, and we'll kind of break it down for them, of like that were core things that now, you know, after I guess that we started 2.5, 3 years ago, something like that, but now they're just like, you know, you have in your back pocket, you have them either running consistently, like you said, or you go back to when you need to. I know you said you have so many referrals right now that you don't even need some of the marketing and you just turn it on and turn it off as needed. But what are some of the core things that have really helped you? Because I always say it's like, it doesn't have to be a ton of things. It just has to be a few things that really work.
Right, exactly. I think one of the biggest differences was refining my offer. And my pricing and the value of the different components of the programs and the different levels of programs, it really just helped me to really be able to move forward with increasing my prices, because now I'm able to say, oh, well, I'm doing all this, and it really is very valuable. And it's funny because other people in my firm, they're all like, somebody asked me, well, are you just kind of doing what we've always been doing? And I'm like, well, kind of, but I'm doing it very intentionally and very, I don't know, just really intentionally, so that the client knows what the value is. Right. And so mm-hmm. I started that on the front end more so with, you know, once I get as I'm getting a client, really starting to build that relationship, which I think women are better at it than men, I think, in general. We listen better and all those things. So really building that and then going into the offer with a lot of confidence. And, you know, that makes all the big difference. So I more than tripled my planning fee since, you know, just going through the last couple of years of Fenn.
Yeah.
And I really, I'm so much more confident in it, you know, and really thinking through stories of clients and how I can weave those in a very intentional way to really lay a good foundation. So that's been awesome. Huge. And my first career was in marketing, so I enjoy doing that, but yeah. I had been trying to do it the old school way, and it didn't work for me.
Yeah, it's like we get in. I mean, this happened. Someone else was just saying that recently. They're like, I don't know why. I think it was Terry actually, and we recorded a podcast as well for this recently, and she was like, you know, in my old career, like I was more, you know, doing the marketing and more confident. It's like I'd ask for the business. And then for some reason, you know, you come into this industry and then you're taught a certain way. And they're like, if you do this, you'll get this result. If you do this, you'll get that result. And so then everyone who's coachable, which, you know, the people who come to me are like, okay, I just do this. And they start to change the way they've done things with, you know, erase all the stuff that you knew before, because they're like, no, that's not going to work in this industry. That's going to be different. And now you kind of just follow the rules of the industry. And then it actually isn't necessarily the easiest path. And, yeah. I think what I love too about what you're saying is, if we were to go back 2-3 years and we started working together, like, I don't even know if you would have known, like, you wouldn't have said like, you know what I need, Robin? Like, I need to refine my offer. Like, yeah. I don't think you would have said the word offer. It's not a common word used in the financial industry, like offer. Like, you think like, okay, I have AUM and I sell financial plans and I do life insurance and I do disability and I do long-term care. And like, this is, you don't think of an offer. You think of, these are the services I provide to make money, right? And that, even just the way that you said it, sounds like, you know, a marketer, digital marketer, like an entrepreneur. And it's now wearing that hat of like, well, how is this perceived by the client in a way that showcases my credibility, that makes them feel that they're going to be taken care of, that allows them to get out of their, as I always say, get out of their own way so they can have everything they want, and just get, you know, pave the path for them to walk. And that offer, and how I said it, just, as you said, people are like, well, did you change it? Well, you probably did change it to some degree, but it was probably just more simplified or more systematized or more streamlined just because mm-hmm. you know it's now a system and you know what your mm-hmm. promise is. You know that they're paying more for it. So you're like, I have to not just deliver, but over deliver. But I think mm-hmm. like most people, and this is how I used to teach, yeah, not that I don't anymore, but I remember specifically when we had our Advanced Sales Mastery event, one of the first Advanced Sales Mastery events, I sat in, it was when it was like a bit small and this was when it wasn't just financial advisors and we got into little groups and it was like maybe eight. I remember Mary Beth Finelli was there, eight people in my group. And I was like, well, what do you already do for your clients? Like when they work with you, and some of like Mary Beth, for example, she's at Wells Fargo. They weren't allowed to charge a fee. Some were, some weren't. But I'm like, what do you guys do? Like for quote unquote money management, like you're managing their money, mm-hmm. but you're doing all sorts of things that have nothing to do with money management. And so at first we just brainstormed and listed like all the things that you're doing. And then I'm like, how many of you actually tell your prospects about this before they start working with you? And no one raised their hand. Yeah. It's like no one knew how to communicate what you're already doing in a way uh-huh. that shows like there's innate value in this, what you're right. doing, and that it actually has, you know, like you can put a price tag on that because mm-hmm. there is an incredible value to it. And that's where the system, like you said, comes in of like, how do you actually present that? And then how do you mm-hmm. deliver it in a way that's like, actually gets probably more people to buy and more people to stay clients. So have you noticed that? Because you said you tripled your fee.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea of like what your, how much you made in fees, let's say in 2020 versus how much you made in fees in last year? Approximately, you're like, I can look it up. But.
No, but I'm getting old, Robin. I don't remember all those little details.
You don't remember all the numbers. If you had told me the numbers, I would remember. But
I know. But I'm 100% sure it's probably triple, you know, because yeah. I mean, I tripled my fee and I think I had at least as many, if not more planning clients.
Yeah. So I bet you more than tripled it because what I find is that when you have the right offer and the right system that you actually convert at a higher level, not a lower level. So more people, like your mm-hmm. conversion ratio is probably higher because the perception of value is higher. And then mm-hmm. because we have a system of how you present it, it's like you're getting more sure. people to say yes. Yeah. And I bet you on the back end too, when people pay, they pay attention so that they invested more with you and did more business with you overall. Yeah. Well, which is why I guess you've, you know, increased your business so much, but
yes.
Go ahead.
Well, and I think too, the other thing, was really refining who I wanted to work with, and really identifying, you know, it's these women that are trying to do everything and they think they should be able to do everything, and being able to just say, you don't have to do this. We can just, you know, you are a professional. Why are you trying to do everything? So I think coming alongside of women that are stressed out and that, you know, are taking care of kids, taking care of their parents, and trying to build wealth at the same time is really super challenging. So using some of the LinkedIn strategies that you helped me to refine and, you know, and refine my narrative and my, in just those little relationship building steps that I use in, even when I'm just now getting a referral, even if it's not a LinkedIn lead. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I'm super excited about is I'm just starting to do Facebook ads. So, you know, I don't think anyone in our firm is doing a successful job at Facebook ads. If they are, it's very product focused and they're niche, you know. Right. I'm just not a product focused person. I'm a process and a program focused person. And so that's why I like the program, because I can make it mine according mm-hmm. to how I want my practice to be running, right? And then how I want to be working with people. And that's where the satisfaction comes in, right? The sense of accomplishment and all those things is knowing that you're touching people and helping them through a tough time in their life. So the SEC, you know, just finally approved that we can use testimonials. November 2022. Okay. So our firm finally allowed us to do that, is now allowing us to do that. So in my Facebook program, I'm building a landing page that I'm going to put some testimonials on. So I just randomly, you know, you put yourself out there, right? Reached out to maybe five women that I've been working with over the last few years, said, hey, would you guys be willing to do this? And I got this absolutely. I would love to, you know. And then I just got my first one back, and I swear I almost cried when I read it because of the transformation in their lives that I got to be a part of. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's my one of my favorite things is at our events, you know, when we have people like you come and share, it's way, I mean, I can be inspiring, but it's way more inspiring to hear from you. And it makes me feel good because it reminds me, I'm doing it, you know, because we all have off days and like, I want to quit days and like, why am I doing this again? You know, and then you're like, oh yeah, it's to change your life. And to hear that from people and how it's changed, like sometimes you don't even know to what degree and then they tell you and you're like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, I knew you grew your business, but I didn't know that about, you know, way back then, because maybe sometimes people aren't ready to share it until after the fact. But it's so inspiring for like compelling to be able to continue doing what you're doing, to hear from like these incredible results. I'm happy to hear that SEC finally said, hey, yeah, we can tell people that you're awesome. That's nice. Yeah.
Finally, I know. Cause people, you know, have always asked and we're like, we can't do it. And I thought the system was going to be more complicated, but you know, compliance, we can do it, right? We just have to take the time to do it, understanding how valuable it is. And I think the coolest thing right now is that I just hired my second staff person who's going to be doing all of my lovely paperwork applications, seeing them through from start to end. And then I have another part-time that does all of my scheduling. And what that does is it frees me up to do the things I like to do, being in front of clients, and being involved in some of this creative marketing. I think that what you helped me see is that I don't have to stay in the box and I can, you know, I can push the boundaries a little bit, of course, within, you know, a compliance approval, but understand that we can, I can still be creative in that, which I enjoy doing. So I actually hired a third member is my social media team, and they're actually doing all the implementation of Facebook ads, but I get to work with them on the creative side of it and the statistical side of it and all those things. That
that's awesome.
Is great, you know. And in our industry, you get two qualified clients out of a campaign, and it's
so easy to I know it's so easy to ROI, especially because you guys have recurring revenue. It's crazy. But what I love about that too is that they're, like you said, there's probably not really anyone at your firm who's really killing it in Facebook ads, which is crazy because, you know, you look back at, if we look at digital marketers, I mean, marketers, period, entrepreneurs, like Facebook ads is like the kerosene on the fire. I mean, I, you know, I've spent millions in Facebook, which means I've made multiple millions from Facebook ads, and it's just not typically done. Or you hire a company, you never see the ad. You don't know any of the messaging, and they're just going to fill a webinar or fill a room for you. They're doing Facebook ads, but you have no idea what the heck they're saying. And like you said, it's usually product-based or social security or something like that, which, as you know, and as many people listening to this podcast know from a lot of the stuff that you've listened to from, you know, what I talk about, is that that's going to appeal to maybe the 3% who are like already know they're looking for a financial advisor, but everybody else is like, they want to know how to improve their life. They want to get rid of the challenges. They want to overcome those fears, like all those things. So the messaging has to speak to what's most important to them and how you can help them solve the problem. And I love just hearing from you that, like, this, again, like a huge shift, especially in comparison to most financial advisors I talked to before they started working with me, is like, they just don't think like that, you know, because no one thinks messaging, no one thinks ideal. I mean, they, if anything, they think niches maybe or specialty, but they don't really think ideal client, target marketing, how we talk about it. And it's so effective. And it's just, it's such a like rinseable and repeatable process that once you crack the code, doesn't mean you don't have to keep changing things. You have to keep changing things, but that you can keep doing over and over again. And it shines a light on you and your brand, because that's another thing that's totally missing in the industry, is just like, this individuality of what you do that makes you different, that makes me want to work with you. Because everyone thinks, oh, I'm coming to get an advisor to get returns, but no one really wants that. We want great returns, but like, that's not really what we want. We just want our money to grow so we can reach our goals. And it's there's so many issues within the industry of this, like with the marketing around that, that doesn't serve people, even though compliance is there to try to serve people and help people and not make all these guarantees. But in the end, like, it's so archaic that it's just missing the like individuality of it. So I'm so proud of you for stepping into that and like understanding like who your client is and who you're best at helping, and then communicating in a way that really allows them to feel heard and understood and see that there's a way to do it better, you know, and it gives them the empowerment and it gives them the freedom and the possibility to create the life that they want. So that's why I'm trying to spread this mission, because we need that and we need this like paradigm shift in the industry. So really, yeah, really crazy.
I have one more thing to add.
Please.
Kind of off topic, and you and I have talked about this many times, but you know, the whole, I have reached into relationships with other female financial advisors, and I was able to do that because of your program. I mean, it doesn't happen naturally. I think in different agencies, there's some competitive nature to it, and you know, all those kinds of things. And there just aren't very many women. I mean, they're just not there, right? And so, you know, being involved in femme and rap and, you know, different ways over the years has really enabled me to create some relationships that go beyond miles, because they're all on the East Coast. I'm the only West Coaster, but you know, we have happy hour and it's 1 o'clock for me. And I'm like, fine, I'll just take the afternoon off. So, because I can.
I have to drink a glass of wine at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, what am I going to do?
But like next summer, we're all meeting in Denver. We already have
Oh, that's awesome.
Because there's an event there that is from Guardian. So a few of us are going to be there, and then we're going to stay the weekend and we're going to have a blast. And it really allows you to have somebody to reach out to when you're not feeling your best, or if you have questions, because everyone does things a little bit differently. One of the gals just sent me her intake forms. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Why recreate the wheel, right? Just lean on people and get the community that I didn't think I needed, but I did need it. And that has been invaluable.
Yeah, you just reminded me of how you were like, when I was talking about community at the beginning, you're like, oh, community, who cares? I don't need this community. And then like a year later, you're like, oh my God, the community, it's everything. It's all community.
100%. And I admit it. I did not realize. Well, I think we just get so caught up in what we're doing in life and everything. We just don't realize what we really need to do for ourselves sometimes, you know.
I really think it's also, again, not to make it this gender specific, but like it's an energy, right? It's like, I do feel like I was the same, like, you know, many of the femmes who come in, it's like a male energy where we're hardcore. Like the ones who end up becoming financial advisors, we're willing to, you know, go for no, you know, talk to as many people as possible, some even knock on doors, talk to friends and family. I mean, there's a lot of requirements when you first start in this industry. You have to have a thick skin, right? And so we kind of play that, like, because it's not that we don't care or don't get hurt, like we feel very sensitive, but we have to put on this front that like, no, it doesn't bother us, just go, and that's male energy. Like that's that's very masculine. And I do think most women come, it's not that they're masculine, it's just when it comes to their business, it's like, I just gotta do this, I gotta do that, like I will do the work and I'm gonna get the result. And that's why a lot of the, you know, the personality, like when women come to me, it's like it's very easy for me to get them the result, because they're willing to do the work, willing to stretch outside their comfort zone. I give them the systems and then they just kill it. Like it's awesome, it makes my life easier. And then there's this shift, this transformation of like, I don't have to keep pushing like this masculine energy, said I can just create, even maybe manifest and be aligned with my values and my vision. Like we're working on in FEM right now, because my friend Jennifer Hootie introduced me to this Vivid Vision idea. So like, I just keep bringing that to them as well of like, okay, what is it that you really want? What does that look like? And let's like paint the picture. And it's a more relaxed energy, a more like magnetic energy than more pushing and create, you know, like making it happen. Yep. And I feel like, excuse me, I have a cold too. I feel like that, you know, that community and the way that I am proud of, like what we create in this community with vulnerability, authenticity, you're not making people wrong. It doesn't, you know, it's just not a judgmental environment. It just creates that immediate bonding and like welcoming. And everyone from the beginning of time with FEM, since we started in 2016, I know Denise DePaula, who was on the podcast already, you know, we started with 2016 and like, she hasn't been in FEM for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years or something. She did it multiple times, but she's like, I still meet up with some of the femmes. Like, I mean, years and years, 7 years later, like she's still friends with them and still has conversations with them. And like, these are your besties. So I'm happy to hear you guys are still getting together and doing that. I'm a little jealous and I'm not invited to the party, but you know, that's what happens. No. So that's amazing. And I know how important that is once it's, you realize like how it was missing before.
Yeah, definitely. It can be a very lonely business, you know? And so, having other people that really understand what you're struggling with or understand whatever it is, you know, and which is, it's just invaluable. It really is. So
That's awesome.
You know, one of the things that, that I am still working on from them is I'm manifesting a swimming pool in my backyard. And so I just printed some pictures out and I'm going to put it up on my wall. And one thing that I learned from Tandy of them.
Yes, she also did the podcast for this series.
Okay, yeah. I listened to hers actually. Okay. She, you know, her mantra, I think it was her that says, I'm a money magnet. And so, you know, I'm just, I have really shifted my beliefs in a way of, not like there's a fine line between manifesting and being practical, right? There's a very fine line there. And I tend to lean towards the whole practical side of things. So it's really helped me to just get out of my way and start really thinking about what I want, both how my practice has ran, but then also the results of it and what I want to invest in. And a pool might sound silly, but I want to have my grandkids want to come over, right? You know, like I want this to be a house that is inviting, and because I love to host things. And so that just feels like that's a part of who I want to be as I age and be able to enjoy it. So it's not too late. I'm not too old to want a pool. And I'm excited about it. So I'll let you know when we break.
Yeah, I know it'll happen. I know it'll happen. Well, I would agree with that. And I'm looking past my computer here to my vision board. Is at the last event I was at for a mastermind I'm in called the Unicorn Club. We actually spent like the fun day doing vision boards, hanging out in the pool and just, you know, capturing what's important to us, chatting and again, about the relationships that I built there with like these incredible women who are super successful. And I thought at first, like, oh, I don't even like doing vision boards because I feel like you look in these magazines, you can't always find what you really want. But then in the end, I'm like, oh, I like that. I like that. I like that. Like, you find a good amount of things that are like, I want to create that. But I think it's just this, whether you believe in, I don't know, manifesting, law of attraction, any of that stuff. It's like anything. If you forget about it, if you're not thinking about it, just like goals, if it's not the forefront of your mind, it's a lot harder to reach it, you know?
Yeah.
If you keep thinking about the pool and there's a desire and there's a why and there's a reason to hide, especially with grandkids and like family and what that means to you, then it's just another motivator that gets you to take action. Like, you're not going to get the result without the action, but it allows you, it gives you the reason and it compels you to do the thing that you don't always want to do in order to get the result that you want. And some of the things that we love to do and it's easy, and some of the things are hard, but it's like, I think if we always focus on what we don't want or what's not working, it's obvious, again, no matter what you believe, it's pretty obvious you get what you focus on. And you focus on all the great things, like, you will have it. And I mean, we know, like, from the compounding of femmes, since, you know, some of the ladies who did start in 2016, like, I come back, and that's why I've had, you know, different ladies come on and talk about it, because sometimes you're like, oh yeah, this happened in the first year, you know, and then, but look at me now, like, it's now been 5 years. It's like, you know, we keep looking at the years beyond, and that compounding is so much greater than whatever happens even in the market. So I think it's just choices, and it's just, it's this intention to create whatever you want, and knowing that of course you can.
Yeah.
Of course you can. And then someone will just be like, I'll buy you the pool. You know, someone listening on this podcast, oh, let me buy Tracy the pool.
Okay, let me know. Feel free to give me a call.
Send money too. www.sendmoneytotracyforpool.com. Just kidding. Any last words of wisdom or anything else to add?
Good question. I would say that surround yourself with people that love you, but also that will call you out when you need to be called out, and also to focus on the end game and don't get distracted by all the little ups and downs, the no's, the yeses, the maybes, the not now. Just keep plugging away and it does work.
Awesome. Good advice. Well, thank you for joining us. If you have any interest in joining Femme, our last Femme, then send an email to support@robincrane.com and just put Femme in the subject line and we'll get on a call and see if it makes sense. Also, I'm pretty sure by the time this podcast comes out, it still there's enough time for you to sign up for our event, Position Yourself for Profit. So check out pyfpevent.com. Everyone loves this event. It is virtual, so you can attend. And it's like, a lot of my clients have been multiple times. Like, it's so good and such a deep dive. It's not like a conference that you go to that's like a bunch of different speakers and a bunch of different ideas. It's a whole core system throughout the 3 days that's cohesive and really is a deep dive. And we're giving it away for almost nothing. So go check it out, pyfpevent.com, and sign up. If you want to do VIP, then we'll get to spend more time together. But regardless, you'll love it. I'll see you next time. This has been fun. See you guys later. Bye.
Thank you, Robin. This is Tracy Horaxin with Pacific Advisors, Guardian, and Park Avenue Securities.
Tracy Horaxin is a registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC, PAS. OSJ 333 North Indian Hill Boulevard, Claremont, California, 91711, 909-399-1100. Securities products and advisory services offered through PAS, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial representative of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, Guardian, New York, New York. PAS is a wholly owned subsidiary of Guardian. Pacific Advisors is not an affiliate or subsidiary of PAS or Guardian. Insurance products offered through One Pacific Financial and Insurance Solutions, LLC. DBA of Pacific Advisors, LLC. Pacific Advisors, LLC is not registered in any state or with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission as a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License Number 0I-13563. Pinpoint Number 2023-161544. Expiration 10-2025.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.